Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hi, my name is George. This is not a sales call. We are conducting a poll of consumers in the Jacksonville and Northeast Florida area. Issues related to water services for your household. Are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes.
Okay. With the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you for taking my call. First, how would you rate the overall job JEA does providing its services to your home? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, negative?
I've never had a problem. Never.
Okay. So how would you rate the overall job?
You mean of what they've done, of what they're doing? I would rate it top because I've never had a problem with them whatsoever.
Okay.
And I've lived in
and does your home
3 years.
Okay, thank you for letting me know that, ma'am. And does your home get its household drinking water from a well on your property?
No.
Next, please rate the water services that come to your home and the company that provides it either very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative for each of the following. Here's the first
water,
one. The cost.
Water.
Excuse me?
You're saying the water itself, is that what you're referring to?
Well, after I read the statement, just let me know if the statement
right.
is very positive
okay.
to you.
All right.
Thank you, ma'am.
Go ahead.
Here's the first one. The cost you pay for bringing clean, safe water to your home and removing the used water. Is this very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Negative.
Being responsive to customers when they have complaints, problems, or service outage. A very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
I've never had a problem, so I could not tell you. I couldn't answer that one.
Okay. The other one says being innovative and using the best high-tech solutions to handle used water so it is recycled safely.
They're doing, I would imagine, a great job of it. I think it's hardly expensive.
What about quality of water for drinking? Very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
In other
Excuse
words,
me?
I don't like the water for drinking. I have reverse osmosis in my home.
I'm sorry to hear that. So from the options I have here, do you want me to mark down very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
And operating the water services in an environmental responsible way. A very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
I'd say it's positive.
Somewhat or very positive?
Very positive. They weren't just very positive.
Okay. The other one says, can be trusted to handle used water in a responsible way to it's safe for humans and the environment.
It isn't safe for humans right now, is it?
Well, from the options I have here, what do you choose? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
It can be trusted to provide clean, safe drinking water. A very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
I would say it's positive, very.
Okay.
I think you're
and
doing it.
Next, below are a few words and short phrases associated with the process of bringing water to homes in Northeast Florida and handling used water once it is removed from a property. First, let me know if it's very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all to you. The Florida Aquifer, very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar?
Not familiar. You mean the aquifer?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Very.
Okay. Oh, very familiar?
Well, oh, you meant familiar. I forgot what you'd asked me. Yes. No.
The Florida
not,
aquifer?
I'm not familiar with the Florida aquifer.
Okay.
Iowa,
what
yes.
about the national drinking water standards?
I'm not familiar with those either.
Purified water?
I'm familiar with purified water, yes.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Underground water storage?
Very. I got to say something first before you go any farther. My husband was with the River Division for the state of Iowa. So, yes, all these things I've heard of. Does that make sense? And I know that they're causing shortages and where the shortages are, that type of thing. So, anyway, that's going to influence any answers I might have.
Well, thank you for letting me know that. And what about recycled water? Do you feel very familiar towards it, somewhat familiar or not familiar?
I'm not familiar. No, where it goes, no. Just that
okay.
it goes. Other than on my lawn.
What about federal?
About what? Federal?
Let me ask you. What about federal government safety standards? Are you very familiar somewhat or not familiar?
Just somewhat.
Okay. The clean water, very familiar somewhat or not familiar?
Just again, somewhat.
Used water?
Mm-hmm.
Very familiar somewhat or not familiar?
just sort of. Fairly.
Would you say very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Second answer is your reaction to each phrase is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Here's the first one. The Florida aquifer, very positive, somewhat, neutral, or negative?
Just somewhat positive.
National drinking water standards.
Somewhat.
Purified water.
I am familiar with purified water, yes.
A very or somewhat?
A lot. Very, very, very.
Underground yes. water shortage?
Well, I am somewhat. I'm not going to say very. I'm not the expert on it. So.
Okay. What about recycled water, ma'am?
Like I said before, just somewhat. I don't know where it all goes. Other than my yard, I do know it goes there.
Okay. Federal government safety standards and clean water. Are you very familiar somewhat or not familiar at all?
Somewhat.
And have you heard or read anything about JEA's program to reclaim and purify used water to projects? It's called H2.0, pronounced H2.0. Have you heard of this or not?
In relationship to JEA, no. Yes, I've heard of H2O.
Now, here is some future information about the new JEA water purification process. Why
mm-hmm.
H2.0, JEA is building new facilities to purify and recycle used water for its system for three reasons. Number one, because the state and federal government regulations are setting stricter standards requiring used water to go through additional purification steps. Number two, because this purified water is needed to replenish and maintain water levels in the underground aquifer. Number three, the purified water returned to the aquifer will help support Northeast Florida's future economic growth and growing population, ensuring JEA can meet customers' needs for a specific supply of clean, pure drinking water. Learning this information, do you support or oppose JEA's used water reclaiming and purification Project H2.0?
Yes, I do support it.
Strongly support? Okay. Strongly, now, the H2.0 process here is how the cycle of water for homes will work under H2O. The drinking water provided in Northeast Florida homes originates for the area's vast underground aquifers and arrives at a tap after being treated by JEAs to provide clean, safe drinking water. Once the water leaves a home and uses water, it goes to a state-of-the-art processor facility to be purified, to be made cleaner than ever. The water take out of the aquifer by using the latest purification technology. This purification water is returned deep into the underground aquifer for storage and becomes part of the future water removed against the treatment and household use. Learning this information, do you support or oppose JEA's use water reclamation and purification project H2.0?
Yes, I do strongly support it.
Okay. And what do you like most or sounds best about JEA's H2.0 program?
The fact that they're going to turn it back to the aquifer.
The fact that they're going to turn it back to aquifer?
Yes.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you again for your patience and your time. I highly appreciate it. Now, what do you dislike most or sounds bad about JEA's H2.0 program?
I don't know if there's anything that's negative about it. From what I know of it, and I know not much of it, as you know. But, however, it's time that we all start taking care of our resources, period.
It's time we all started taking care of our own resources?
All of our resources, yes. I've got family that lives in other states, and they're screaming for water. Well, they're getting their water from Wyoming, actually. I'm in California, Arizona, Colorado. They're all having problems. You build a house in the desert, what do you expect? Is what I say. I don't think that they should be taking water away from other places.
With the following, I would like to ask you, following up, opponents of the H2.0 program proposed by JEA may say the following. This so-called toilet-to-tap program is expensive for customers and unnecessary since today's used water is already treated to meet government standards and release in the river of used for irrigation safety. New treatment facilities are not needed. And that messing with natural process of rainwater reaching the underground aquifer is not only not needed, but risky, and only being done to support developers' fueling population growth. Learning this information, do you support or oppose JEA's Use Water Reclamation and Purification Project H2.0? Do you support or oppose?
Yes, I support it, and I oppose the other faction, believe me.
Okay, and thank you for your patience. We are almost done here. Now, in response to opponents labeling the H2.0 project as toilet tap, supporters say this term is both misleading and purposefully inflammatory since the full process takes toilet water alone with all other used water resources coming up out of a home and puts it through 5 purification testing and clarification stage to meet new government requirement standards. Then this purified water is returned to the vast underground aquifer where after a period of time, this recycled purified water is removed, treated, and returned as tap water to households. Hearing this, which side do you agree with, supporters or opponent?
Supporters. You mean of that or of the JEA proposal?
Oh, no, I'm talking about the H2.0 project.
Yes, I support it.
Okay. And lastly, here are a short list of statements about JEA's H2.0 project. Answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Here's the first one. Throughout the H2.0 process, there is testing of the water to make sure water returns to the aquifer, meets purified water standards. Is this very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
It's positive.
Very positive or somewhat?
Very positive if they do that, yes.
The other one says, thank you. The other one says, putting JEA's H2.0 plan into action ensures Northeast Florida will have enough clean water to generations to come. A very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
That's very positive.
The other one says, this H2.0 project involves state-of-the-art, high-tech, scientific process for purifying water to make it safe and clean.
That's very positive.
While JEA customers are doing a good job conserving water and using less, this is simply not enough to ensure a sufficient supply of fresh water available from the underground aquifer. H2.0's purified water is needed to replenish the aquifer to keep it healthy. A very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
I think that's a positive statement. And
okay. Thank you very much. And we are almost done here, and thank you for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. Now, under the H2.0 purified used water, a return to the underground aquifer is more pure and cleaner than when it first came out of the aquifer. A very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
What was your last sentence about came out?
No, it says here, pure and clean than when it first came out of the aquifer.
You just said it did not. It was not.
Let me read the statement for you one more time.
Yes,
under the
please.
H2.0 purified used water, return to the underground aquifer is more pure and cleaner than when it first came out of the aquifer.
Well, that's somewhat positive.
Okay. And while they are using a proven method for purifying used water, JEA is an innovative and forward-thinking leader as one of the first systems in the Southeast to implement this process. A very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
I think it's true. I think it's very positive.
Okay. And since regional economic development and job growth depends on water having a reliable, sustainable supply for fresh, clean water, while giving Jacksonville a competitive edge to attract and grow jobs of the future. A very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
I think that's a positive.
A very or somewhat.
With all these people moving in here. Very. They got good
and
money.
As a part of the H. Okay. And thank you again. As a part of the H2.0 plan, JEA will build a purification facility open to the public for tourists, telling the story of how the full water recycling and purification system works. A very positive, somewhat neutral or negative.
No, that's a very positive thing to do, yeah.
Okay. And giving, and thank you so much for your patience. All with the following I would like to ask you. Now, giving you the stricter government standards for used water, discharge, and North Florida's growing needs for more clean, safe drinking water, JEA, customers will end up paying more in the future if JEA did not implement the H2.0 program, because they would have to find more expensive ways to solve these challenges. A very positive, somewhat neutral or negative?
Yeah. I would say neutral. I don't have enough information
neutral.
On that at all, yeah.
Okay. And the last one, new state government regulations require that any used water put into a St. John's River must meet higher standards than the treated water put there today. Though H2.0 JEA is ensuring it meets these new standards that will protect the river's health. A very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
I'd say that's positive.
Very or somewhat?
Well, very, because they say they will do it, and that it is
okay.
So far. Yeah, I don't believe in okay. Government standards, quite frankly.
And lastly,
I don't think they do us the truth. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No problem, ma'am. Lastly, giving everything you have learned about JEA's H2.0 program, do you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I strongly support.
Now, just a few questions. For classification purposes, could you please tell me your age? Are you between 18, 39, 40, 54, 55, 64, or older than 65?
I'm older. And why?
Do you consider yourself?
I'm sorry. I live alone. You know, when you get somebody to talk to, you talk. I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. No problem at all. And do you consider yourself African American or black?
I won't answer that.
Okay.
I don't think that
do you consider yourself?
To do.
Okay. Do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm down the middle of the road independent.
And how long have you lived in your current home? More than 10 years? 11 to 20 years? 21 to 30 years? Or more than 30 years?
Well, I had one in the same place I live now. I just moved a couple blocks down. I'm going to say since 2015.
11, 20 years? Do you want me to put down 11 to 20 years or 0 to 10 years?
Yeah, because I've been here in Northeast Florida. I've lived in either St. John's or, well, I still live in St. John's County for the whole 23 years. So I've had JEA. The whole time.
And if you don't mind me asking, do you own your home or do you rent your current place of residence?
I own my home, but I'm getting ready to sell it and move into an assisted type where I don't have to cook or clean anymore.
And what was the last grade you completed in school?
College, 4.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have yourself a great evening, and thank you for
you
your
too.
Participation.
Well, you're
bye-bye.
Quite welcome. Thank you.